Hey, this is Sagan the Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? A lot of things have been happening around the world, and we want everyone to be tethered and completely secure, anchored, in a way that nothing that happens in the world is going to affect anybody that is tuned to the Good Fortune Show. It's almost as if the Good Fortune Show has its own little bubble. Well, it's not a little bubble, it's a huge bubble. And this bubble is not created recently. It's a bubble that's been in place for a very, very long time. So anybody who is not secure in the world can connect themselves to this bubble, tie themselves to it, and let this good fortune bubble work for you. What it does is it's almost like an oxygen tank. It's like a oxygen mask falling from the ceiling and giving a person who needs that the oxygen that is required for them to sustain themselves and to do well in life. I think that would be the best way to explain or describe this energy. And so when somebody is in need of oxygen and they find that, oh my God, I really need to be tethered to a source of goodness, then what happens is this source of goodness works for this person. And it does really, really well. It is not something that is removed from reality because good fortune is part of reality, actually. It is a part of reality and it works in a way that nothing else can work. So people can go through their ups and downs and still, this good fortune energy is going to work really, really well for them. And isn't this what we really want? Is that we want this good fortune to work well for us? So, do you know that there are people who are providers of good fortune? Meaning that let's say that there is a world, and in this world there is people who are connected to sources of negativity, and then there are people who are connected to sources of good fortune. So they're connected to a higher source of good fortune. And maybe it's like an umbrella effect. And what they do is they are connected to their sources of good fortune, and then they provide good fortune to the people who are connected to them. And at such times, as you can see discussed around the world, at some such times, it's good to connect yourself to people who are providers of good fortune. Because you could say that's their job. That's what they've been made for. And you know something? Let's say there is fictitious Jane, and she says, I need a source of good fortune, and I want to connect myself to a source of good fortune. When she gets connected to a provider of good fortune, then that particular provider is now flowing good fortune energy to fictitious Jane, and fictitious Jane can then further flow this good fortune energy to other people that might want to be connected to her. Now, here we have to be very careful as to who we want connected to us. Who are the people that we want connected to us? And if we decide that, okay, so I want this person and this person and this person only connected to my source of good fortune. What happens is that there is not a huge drain going on. There is not a huge drain of energy happening. And everything will then be under control, meaning that, okay, so this is the amount of energy that a person would like to use or would like to distribute to others. And once that is decided, okay, these are the people that I would like to give good fortune to, and not more than that. Then what happens is that there is not too much of a drain going on, and everybody is going to be happy with the particular energy that they're getting because there is a proper distribution of this energy going on between people, between sources of good fortune that is happening really, really well. So once this happens, then people can be rest assured that their source is not being drained by something that is taking away from them much more than they can provide. And you can see right now, even in the world, that people are able to just take care of so many people. That is to say that once their limit exceeds, then they get drained automatically. And you can see that a lot of people right now who were original providers of good fortune have overextended their reach. They have overextended their ability to provide, and they are basically draining themselves out. Now, once they start to drain themselves out and they're not able to get as much good fortune energy to provide others, they might connect to negative sources to replenish themselves. And then they take energy from these negative sources and think that they're replenished, and then they start to distribute this particular energy to other people. So now there is a kind of a flow back and forth of negative energy between negative levels and negative vibrations that is happening now. And you can see that a lot of this is going on in the world. And so it is good to identify which groups are sending each other negative energy just to keep themselves going. Just to keep themselves going, they're sending out negative energy to each other. And then you wonder, okay, you know what? Is this the right way to do this? Is this really the right way to do this? So identifying what is happening, identifying which groups are using what energy to thrive, or even to just survive. And once that is identified, then reconnecting back to sources of good fortune that are original or that are organic, that are getting their supply of great energy from other very good fortune sources. Now, if you look at Taylor Swift and what is going on with her, there is a rumor that she has reptilian energy, and you know, I cannot validate it or confirm it because I really don't want to do that. But there are rumors going on, and then it throws up the question, where is she getting her energy from? And what is the energy that is being distributed from her to different sources? And either way, let's just say this is a rumor, and maybe it's not true, because I don't want to validate it. But then if someone just takes it as an example and says, okay, so we personally have to make sure that we're not connected to negative sources and we're not distributing negative energy to people. So as we identify the various, well, heroes and heroines and stars in the world, and we decide, okay, what is the group that we want to connect to? What is it providing? Where does that particular group, or where does that particular star, and when I say star, I mean performer, politician, anybody like that. So where does that particular star get his or her particular energy from? What is the type of energy that is being distributed? And do I really want to connect to that? Because then what happens is once a person connects to that particular energy, then is now redistributing that particular energy to people. So providers of good fortune are people who, first of all, know that the source that they're getting it from is extremely pure and it's really good fortune energy. Because there is a redistribution of energy, or there's a distribution and then a redistribution of energy, whatever way that we want to understand this. Should I call this a phenomena or? And then we take that energy, we identify the source. If you like the source, we take that energy, we connect to this bubble of good fortune, and then we are distributors of that energy. And then even as a person distributes that energy, a person shouldn't get drained out. So a person should be careful about who one is providing for. Normally, one provides this particular good fortune energy to their own family, their spouse, parents, children, siblings, aunts, uncles, some close friends, maybe some clients who want this good fortune energy and want to pay for it. And as a person becomes careful, then a person has control over their energy system, over their energy field. You know, I've said this before, there's a difference between having control and being controlling. The sun has control over all the planets that are circling around it because of its power, gravitational pull, call it what you may. It has control, but it's not really sitting there and being controlling of anything. It just has control by virtue of its very presence. So when we have control over various life areas and we're distributing good fortune energy to these various life areas, what we're doing is we are basically saying to the universe that my life, and you can use this as an affirmation, my life is working really, really well. And I have perfect control over the various elements and aspects of my life. My life is working really, really well. And I have perfect control over the various elements and aspects of my life. I can give you an example for, remember I've said that there are theaters that are playing really bad movies? And I have mentioned a few of the movies recently, on and off. Well, it's for sure I don't have any control over those theaters that are playing these movies. It's very clear. I have no control over it, the whole system there. I'm not seeking to gain control. I haven't worked in any way to try to gain control over all the movies that are being produced around me. But it's very clear whether whether it's a good thing or not, I personally have no control over these movies. The people who are controlling the whole movie industry, they have control. And they're putting whatever they want to out there. I'm not trying to gain control. I'm not trying to change the system. I'm merely an observer right now. And for those people who do have some say, well, step in and make some good movies. Bring it back to the days when good movies were being made. And then maybe some of us could have some control, direct or indirect. Again, I personally don't have direct control over the movies that are being made, over the whole movie industry. And it's an example of having control over something. I have control over my shows. I have control over my work. I have control over my homes, cars. I have control over my family. And when I say I have control over my family, I mean that it's working well for me. My money is working well for me. My family is working well for me. It's not that I'm exerting control, actually. It's just working well. My wardrobe, my wardrobe, it's working well. Everything right now for each person. And it's good that everybody confirms, affirms that the various aspects of their life are working really, really well for them. And try to understand that it's working well because you are in good fortune, your vibrations are great, you worked on your vibrations, and hence all of these things are working well. But it's not because anybody actually set out to control all of these things. Having control and being controlling, two different things. One can have control by just having their vibrations, energy field working really well by being connected to good sources of good fortune and joyful manifestation. And doesn't have to really go out there and be controlling of anything or anybody. So the whole thing comes back to, and if there are people who are listening and who feel that, let's talk about fictitious Jane again. She can bear the brunt of any negativity that we bring in. Let's say fictitious Jane says, you know what? Some life areas, XYZ, and it's mostly health, money, love, work. Sometimes money is different, work is different, sometimes they're just connected to each other. And many times they're connected to each other, actually. Sometimes fictitious Jane might think, oh my God. Some of my life areas, and we want to cancel this as we say it, are not working as well as I would like it to work. So, see, it's basically fictitious Jane observing her various life areas and knowing that this is working well, this is working well, this is not working well. This is not working well. This is working really poorly. This is working so-so, average. This is working really, really well. But then a lot of people, what they do is they set out to become controlling. They try to control everything. And in trying to control, they end up being controlling and then have a backlash. Boom. Backlash. Pushback. I'm sure everybody here is pretty much aware of the times when people get a pushback from anything that they are trying to control. So this backlash, this pushback, and you can see it happening in politics also right now. You can see this happening in politics in various important countries. Pushback, backlash, from trying to control the masses, from trying to tell them what they need, as if the masses don't know. Oh, this is what you need. Pushback is what happens. It's a few people deciding for everybody what people are supposed to need in their lives, what they're supposed to have in their lives. And then there is a pushback. And this happens from being controlling, basically. But if somebody works on their personal good fortune and brings themselves into great energy of a beautiful type and quality, automatically their vibrations are amazing. The energy they're sending out is amazing. People get drawn into that energy and amazing things start to happen and people start to have control over various aspects by virtue of who they are, by virtue of the energy, by virtue of their presence, by virtue of their amazing, amazing minds and beautiful hearts. And this is the control that they just end up having by virtue of who they are, without being controlling. Without going in there and then trying to control and then get a pushback from that, a backlash. A lot of people listening here might know what I'm talking about just by observing various countries, what is happening. The control versus controlling, the having control versus being controlling, aspects of their nature, trying to decide for many people, a few people trying to decide for many people, basically. And then getting a pushback. And when a person gets a pushback, and experiences this particular pushback energy, then what happens is that they end up trying to be garbage cleaners, meaning that they're just cleaning up the mess after that. It's all about cleaning up the mess from the various backlashes and pushbacks that they're getting. You know, we will talk a little bit more about this topic and something else. And we want to take a little bit of a break, listen to some instrumental. We're coming back soon, so don't go away. Hold on tight. took on the ire for the good fortune. Cheer, welcome back. We were talking of sources of good fortune and identifying. So point one, find out different sources of good fortune. Point two is make sure that it's organic and it's really good. Basically, this source of good fortune should not be connected to something else. Because then what a person is actually distributing is energy from something else. And there are cults. Do you know that? There are cults. C-U-L-T-S. Cults. And now I'm not trying to insult any particular group or cult that is already existing, because let's just say that some of these cults are good and some are not okay. And then what happens is that when a person connects to a particular cult and the cult represents or seems to represent good energy, the cult seems to represent good energy. But what is actually happening is the cult could be in disguise and seeming to be sending good energy or distributing good energy to its various members. And then they go out and redistribute this energy. And then they have this huge effect, like many arms holding each other, many people holding hands around the world. So it's a source of energy, which is a particular cult, and then that energy is redistributed, further strengthened, because the original source of energy could be some kind of a leader, but then this leader is now, after distributing all of this energy, getting back energy from the various groups around the world. And then it's feeding itself, getting stronger. I do know that people are finding out that there are different groups that are involved in various things around the world. So for all the people who are listening here in the Good Fortune Energy, please develop the very important quality, should I say, of discrimination. This discrimination ability will enable a person to rise above his need to be connected to sources of energy that are negative. Remember, I said there are cults, there are groups, different types of groups around the world that have members that do expand themselves and then feed themselves into huge, huge, should I say, levels of power. And when they do that, what happens is a lot of people are now feeding this. And so it grows. But if the listeners here understand that we are the people who are responsible, each one of us is responsible for using our ability to discriminate. And it's so important to have this ability to discriminate. And I'm not using the word discriminate in the way that it is politically used, but it's more of a quality where we are able to critically analyze. And using our power of critical analysis, be able to discriminate and know what is the right source that we want to be connected to. And we don't want to be connected just because, and I say we, not me, I mean, people don't want to be connected just because they feel need to belong to something. It is better to be an individual. And it's better to use one's own sense and power of discrimination rather than belonging to something just in order to belong to something. Oh, because somebody wants to feel a part of a movement or a part of a group, something that is happening, but then we don't know what the source, the original source of their power is. And are they really distributing good fortune energy? I know one such group, and I've heard of it. They try to show people how to de-stress. And they've created this huge group around the world. How to de-stress. And they have different methods which are unique to them. And they show people, and they make tons of money. Tons, and I mean huge, huge, huge amount, and they're buying up churches and huge buildings around the world. But what they do is they have this particular energy that they're circling by growing all these members, and they get powerful and more powerful, and they're buying up real estate everywhere. They get more and more powerful. Real estate all around the world, huge. But when you check their energy, what happens is that the members go through stress. Like there's an energy that feeds, they're in an energy, should I say, stream, which creates stress for people, various situations, and then they have to do more things to de-stress. So it's almost like they're teaching people how to de-stress. But the energy that they're in creates sources of stress so that they can keep the people in it. I'm not saying all groups are like that, but there are groups that do that. It's almost like they create the problem and then they try to show you a solution to that problem. And then they just create members and it's growing and growing and growing. So one has to be very, very careful. So they create problems that create stress for a person, and then a person wants to de-stress, so then they have to use their particular methods. Okay, so if this method really works, then you're supposed to be able to take it and make it work for you, right? Why do you have to be a lifelong member? Because the minute a person tries to leave that, I could call it a cult, then what happens is that they somehow get you back. So the power to discriminate is very essential. Very, very essential for each person to know what they're a part of. And are they being tied to it permanently? And so to be an individual is so important. Rather than be a part of a group. Because then what happens is one becomes responsible for one's own energy stream. One's own energy stream. And has control over various aspects of their life. Because if somebody's under something, then they really have no control. They're just being controlled. So people end up being controlled or by people who are controlling, basically. So then, where is the good fortune in all of this? If all that a person is doing is responding out of habit and patterns. Because these habits and patterns are now ingrained into what a person can call is his emotional energy field. There are various layers that a person has. Physical layer, mind, emotion, blah, blah, blah. And the emotional field becomes huge. It becomes stronger and stronger and stronger than a person is being controlled by emotions. And these emotions make a person feel as if life is not okay and they need this cult or group of whatever nature. And whether it's a group that is trying to get people to de-stress and then keeps providing, there's something in the energy that goes wrong. There's something in the energy that they feel the need to constantly de-stress. Why should a person constantly have to keep de-stressing? We're all basically happy people, right? I mean, joyful manifestation is about the energy that creates joy, the energy that brings joy, the energy that is joyful. Good fortune is about being in good fortune. It's not about constantly having to de-stress. Oh, you have stress in your life. You need to de-stress. Do this. This is what happens for all the pharmaceutical companies, and we're not going against anybody over here. But anything that somebody is caught onto, tied onto, this is happening on a worldwide level for people now who now feel that, oh, they need to be part of a terrorist group, or they need to be part of a rebel group, or they need to be part of this movement or that movement because they feel the need to feel important. And then, obviously, why does a person have to keep de-stressing from what? If life is good, if life is great, why do we need to keep de-stressing? What is stress? Stress is when a person thinks that things are not okay. And it's in the mind, oh, I need to de-stress, I need to de-stress. No, once a person is in joyful manifestation energy and is in good fortune energy, they don't need to de-stress from anything. They're just happy. Right? Like, I'm happy. Good things are happening. What am I supposed to de-stress from? It's different when a person goes to work and a person. Okay, that's good fortune. To have work is good fortune. To have a lot of work is good fortune. And then after work, a person wants to chill and relax, watch a game, go out with family, have dinner, sleep, enjoy their sleep, end up in a jacuzzi. That's different. That's really different. But the kind of stress that people are talking about is something that is, people bring out this thing, oh, the Western world is stressed, the Western world is stressed. No, the Western world is not stressed. They have ways to de-stress. I mean, forget the word stress, but they have ways to chill. Let's call it chilling. And then they sell it to the Eastern world. No, you're stressed now. You're stressed now. No, they have their ways to de-stress, or they have their ways to chill. They go to temple. They have religious functions, they have family, they have food. So as long as a person is happy, and as long as a person is in good fortune energy, when a person is in joyful manifestation energy, this need to keep de-stressing, it's not going to come up. It's like I said, it's different if a person works really, really hard because they have a lot of clients. They have a lot of work. The company's doing really, really well. They need to work. And then they chill. That's different. They enjoy the fruits of their work. That's different. They go on a holiday because they want to see the world. They want to enjoy a cruise. They want to do things like adventure and maybe climb a mountain. Each person has his own thing. But that's different. That's enjoying the fruits of one's labor, one's work, enjoying the money that comes from it, whatever extent. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a $1 million holiday. It's great if it is, but it doesn't have to be. It could be a pizza and a Coke. It could be a burger. It could be a packet of fries. It could be anything. It could be, for some people, a beer and a game. It doesn't matter. It could be a show. It could be a show that a person loves to watch. It's just a great thing at the end of a day after working hard. And here I'm using the word hard, not in a negative way, but because a person has a lot of work, he is lucky, she is lucky, she has money coming in, she's productive. Being productive is different. So, again, what is this all about? This is about being able to discriminate the difference between chilling after a day of work, relaxing, because one is gainfully employed, doing whatever one wants to do, loves to do. First of all, having a job is good fortune. Making money is good fortune. Having a lot of work is good fortune. And then being able to relax at the end of a day or during a day, whenever a person is off, going on a holiday, tours, cruises, great food. It's all about chilling, being happy, and enjoying this fantastic, joyful manifestation energy that one has attracted into his or her life and is happily cruising in. Happily cruising in. And each person becomes able to be the master of their own mind and their own energy, deciding which direction they're going to be going in. Because when we drive our cars, aren't we the people who decide where we are going, what we're going to do, what we're going to see next? Maybe, of course, we consult with our family and the people that we're driving with, right? Traveling with. But then each one of us is an individual deciding for ourselves. It's great to take some feedback. It's great to take opinions. Sometimes it's great to be guided even. But then at all times, we need to have control over our minds. That we ultimately decide if we want to take this advice or not. And we're not going to be told by anybody that, oh my God, you're so stressed. You need to do this for the rest of your life. You need to do this for eternity. Because if you don't do this, then you're going to continue to be stressed forever. And then this becomes a huge selling point in the world. Getting de-stressed is a multi-million dollar industry. And people do that through various ways. Some of it is medicine, some of it is camps, CAMPS, where people are drawing people in because they're so stressed and then they make you do all of these things. Different methods. Again, you're not criticizing the method itself. Everything is great. Everything's good. But we are saying that, okay, we're not saying everything is great, everything is good in a way that we are validating it, but we are saying that we're not trying to tear it down here. We're just saying that ultimately, nobody wants to be controlled by this. Everybody needs to know that what they need to be is an individual that makes their own decisions, has the ability to discriminate, and completely and perfectly understands that all he has to do is to get himself into some great energy where things are working really well for him, where everything is under some kind of a control, like everything is not going on its own journey in every direction, but everything is working in a great way. And once all of this is in joyful manifestation energy and good fortune energy, then nobody needs to keep de-stressing through various methods, some healthy, some not healthy. And then once a person is in good fortune energy, once a person is connected to a source of great energy, trust me when I say all that a person then has to plan is, what more can I do? What next adventure can I take off on? What else can I enjoy? Where else can I travel? What else can I eat? Where can we as a family go and travel? What can we do that can validate that the divine energy is flowing for me and I'm in a great place? Because that is what is intended for me. And that we're rising beyond scrambling for survival. And we're basically in cruise mode. I love cruises. We're basically in cruise mode, enjoying all the gifts that are waiting for us, enjoying everything. And then all we have to do is to choose. Okay, you know what? I want to experience this now. I want to experience this now. I want to experience this now. I'm going to enjoy shopping today because there's some great outfits. And when a person is window shopping, or because they really go and buy something, and they're doing things that they were originally meant to do, meaning that the universe, the divine energy of God, again, God I'm using in the way that each person understands, the all, the divine all, the good all, never intended for people to have to be in some odd situation or the other and then have to cope with that. The divine energy just wants people to be in great fortune, in joyful manifestation energy. And, you know, if we understand this basic thing that, oh my God, I'm an individual, I have the ability to discriminate what's good for me. I don't need to be a part of something just because I need to belong. I need to just know what is the source of the energy that is being thrown at me. And I just need to be in great energy, in joyful manifestation energy, in good fortune energy, because that energy works really well for me. And then I'm able to distribute this great energy to my family. And to the people that I really want to distribute it to. You know, I got my warning in, I need to sign off. We will be meeting again for the Joyful Manifestation Show, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, next Friday. So until then, I'm wishing you a great rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. And do look for the Good Fortune Show on YouTube. I will be uploading Good Fortune Shows and Joyful Manifestation Shows there. Thank you, and have a great rest of the day.